In Britain, there's massive public opposition to giving up the pound. The UK is one of three European Union member states to date to opt out of joining the euro, the common European currency. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says it's Britain's destiny to join in, though, and today he launched a campaign to change the public's mind. NPR's Guy Raz has more from London.
The late 19th century British Prime Minister William Gladstone is one of Tony Blair's political heroes. Gladstone wanted to disestablish the Church of England, but he failed and right then realized the British public accepts change badly. So Blair, a keen student of history, wants to be sure the cultural climate is ripe before he sets off on one of the biggest political gambles of his career. For the next year, he'll try and reverse the poll numbers, the ones that show the overwhelming majority of Britons opposed to being part of the single European currency.
It is time to make the argument for Britain in Europe. To take on those who believe, if we are pro-British, we must be anti-European. To defeat the false case that if Britain is a full-hearted member of the European Union, we lose our identity as a nation. It would be a cruel denial of our own proper self-interest to cut ourselves adrift.
There has always been a tradition of isolation here, the Little Englander syndrome it's called. To many Britons, Europe is the place where the disco-oriented Eurovision Song Contest is held, or where earnest continentals frolic nude through public parks and beaches. The pound is so intertwined with Britain and England that few people on the streets of London seem willing to give it up.
No, I don't think Britain should go into the euro. I believe that Britain needs to keep its own currency.
We are an island. We've got a fairly insular attitude towards the continent. My personal view is I'm happy with what I've got.
No, I think it's a crazy idea.
To most people here, giving it up means sharing sovereignty with, heaven forbid, Germans and Frenchmen. Michael Howard, a leading opponent of Britain's membership in the single currency, is a Conservative Member of Parliament.
Our position is based entirely on our assessment of Britain's national economic interest, and we don't see how it can ever be in our national interest to give up control over interest rates in this country, over the amount of money a government can borrow, over our economy.
Britain's finance minister, Gordon Brown, spent the past 5 years thinking about whether to take the plunge. He set out five tests, economic indicators to show whether Britain's ready to go with the common currency. Brown gave passing marks to only one out of the five tests, but nevertheless, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, as he's also known, wants to convince the British public that it's in their long-term interest to join. Yesterday, he made the case in a heated session in Parliament.
While we argue the case in principle for joining, there are those who would rule out joining the euro forever as a matter of dogma. They would rule out joining the euro even if it was in the best economic interests of our country. And that cannot be right for the future of Britain.
Since his government's election in 1997, Tony Blair's been on the fence about the euro issue. Now he promises to call for a national referendum within a year. For 5 years, his government's stated euro policy was, quote, wait and see. This morning, the anti-euro tabloid The Sun suggested Blair now change his policy to hope and pray. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.